Hey, Anchor, this is Kaylee Chella checking in with today's top stories. A Pennsylvania grand jury report on clergy sexual abuse faults Cardinal Donald Worrell, the former longtime Bishop of Pittsburgh, over his handling of abusive priests. The report says Worrell approved transfers for priests instead of removing them from ministry, oversaw inadequate church investigations, and concealed information when priests were reported to law enforcement. The report also says he advised parishes not to publicly announce or acknowledge complaints and offered financial support to priests who were accused and later resigned. Worrell, who leads the Washington Archdiocese and is one of the highest-profile cardinals in the United States, disputes some of the allegations in the report. He said in a statement Tuesday that he, quote, acted with diligence, with concern for the victims, and to prevent future acts of abuse. The Pennsylvania grand jury says its investigation of clergy sexual abuse identified more than 1,000 child victims. The White House says former aide Omarosa Magnigault Newman has, quote, shown a complete lack of integrity with her criticism of President Trump in her new book. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Tuesday that Trump's tweets referring to Magnigault Newman as crazed and a dog reflect his quote-unquote frustration with her comments. Omarosa has responded that Trump has absolutely no respect for women or African Americans. Sanders says Trump hired Omarosa as an assistant to the president because he wanted to give her a chance. She was a contestant on his reality TV show The Apprentice and a former campaign aide. Omarosa has been releasing audio recordings of private White House conversations as part of her book rollout tour. She was fired back in December. Sanders also says that she cannot guarantee that President Trump has never used a racial slur, saying, quote, I haven't been in every single room, when asked if she can say with certainty that Trump has never used the N-word. Omarosa has alleged that she has heard Trump on tape using the slur. Trump said on Monday on Twitter that he doesn't, quote, have that word in my vocabulary and never had. On Tuesday, Trump tweeted, quote, when you give a crazed, crying lowlife a break and give her a job at the White House, I guess it just didn't work out. Good job by General Kelly for quickly firing that dog. When asked about the tweet, Omarosa said in an interview on MSNBC, quote, if he would say that publicly, what else would he say about me privately? He has absolutely no respect for women, for African Americans. Taliban fighters tried to overrun a provincial capital in Afghanistan early on Friday, hiding inside homes before slipping into city streets in the night to attack security forces and killing at least 14 policemen before being pushed back, officials said. The overnight attack in the southeastern city of Ghazni, the capital of a province with the same name, also wounded at least 20 members of the security forces. Another Taliban attack, this one on Thursday night in western Herat province, left 6 policemen dead in the district of Obi, according to the governor's spokesman there. The brazen assaults by the Taliban, who have been gaining more ground in their annual spring offensive and who have shrugged off the government's latest offers of a ceasefire and negotiations, underscore the difficulties Afghan forces face in battling the relentless insurgency on their own in efforts to end the nearly 17-year war.
That's it for me. For more news and breaking stories, follow us on Twitter at Anchor. That's at ANCHOR. Kaylee Chella checking out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.